Fiance Friday. Monroe, how would you describe Fiance Friday if someone maybe just found our show today?
Maybe you guys are getting married. You're fiancés. You're going to go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that person starts acting funny. Maybe you're a little suspicious. They might be cheating. You need to run them through the old test. That's where Jackson steps in.
I am the test. I'm going to make sure you're not entering into a marriage under false pretenses.
We offer a sensual couples massage to said would-be cheater, and we see who they want to take with them. Today, we're going to help out Darcy. Morning, Darcy.
Good morning.
So tell us all, you're engaged to a man named Kirk, correct?
Yes, that's right. We've been engaged for 4 months.
Okay.
Dating for 7, and our wedding's coming up next month, and we're not living together yet, so we started looking at houses. And I just feel like he's acting really weird about it. Like, I think he'd be excited for us to live together, but he's, you know, just not into it.
Give me a little bit more here. So you're not living together yet. You're engaged. I take it maybe there's, like, the wedding and then, like, moving in, kind of you're hoping it all happens, like, at the same time. That's kind of the goal here.
Yeah, I'd love that. But, you know, we're running out of time now. And, like, he's missed appointments with our realtor. And, like, when I offer to help him start packing, he gets super weird about it. And I really don't think he's the cheating type, but I don't know how else to explain it, you know?
Is he living with, like, a bunch of buddies and he's just having such a fun time and having a hard time
maybe letting go?
Letting go of, like, the bro lifestyle?
No. He lives in his parents' basement.
Oh. Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to leave mom's cooking and laundry doing either.
Right, you got it all right there.
That's
it's
good.
Perfect. Is he a super big mama's boy and maybe he's having a hard time leaving mom? Is that it?
I don't. He loves his parents, but I don't think that's it.
Okay. All right.
We all like our moms, John.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're just saying that he's been becoming really weird when it comes to, you're trying to talk about the future, like life after the wedding, and for some reason he doesn't seem to be on the same page as you. That's what it comes down to, right?
Basically.
Okay, cool. Well, if you want, then we can do what we do for Fiance Friday, and we can call up Kirk, and we can offer him that sensual couples massage, and we can just see who he wants to take with him, and if it's you or if it's someone else.
All right.
I'm hoping it's mom. I'm hoping he chooses mom, though.
Oh, take your mom. Baby, wake up,
God, I'm waking you up. The Mix Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 1051.
Fiance Friday, trying to help out Darcy. She and Kirk, they're about to get married, and they're also about to move in together. And they've been engaged for about 4 months, and not even really dating a year yet. But the thing is, as they've been looking for these houses, Kirk seems to be not really willing to take the next step with searching for the houses. It always has an excuse. And Darcy says, look, I don't think Kirk is the cheating type, but it's sure weird that he doesn't want to continue on with me. Darcy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, we're going to call Kirk, but I just need from you permission to have Kirk on the radio.
Yeah, of course.
Real quick.
Yes.
Is it Kirk or Kurt?
Kirk. With a K.
With a K.
Kirk with a K.
Okay, just wanted to verify.
Could
you imagine if I called someone and called them by the wrong name? They're like, nope, wrong number.
Click.
Bye. That's so stupid.
That's a good question to ask ahead
of
time.
I just wanted to verify.
Okay, are you ready, Jackson?
Yeah.
All right, let's call Kirk.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kirk?
This is Kirk.
Hi, Kirk. This is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Awesome. Hey, man, I won't take up a lot of your time. The reason I'm calling is because I actually want to give you a free massage. How does that sound?
Sounds unlikely.
Yeah, that's fair. I understand why you would assume that. But so we're a new massage parlor in town. We're just trying to get our name out there. We're having a hard time having people come into a place that they're not familiar with. Believe it or not, people have a hard time trusting you when you tell them to come in for a rub down. So we are just giving the product away, and hopefully you'll come in, have a good experience, and then just tell a couple of people about it. I don't even need your credit card information.
All right, let's make an appointment.
Awesome, man. So what I'm offering you is actually our couples massage package. It's a romantic environment. You'd lay side by side with your partner while a team of massage therapists come in and give you pretty much any style massage that you'd like. It's a really, we try to make it very romantic, very sensual. We have essential oils going, candles lit, and then after that, we move you over to our Serenity Room. The Serenity Room, you and your romantic partner would just spend an hour enjoying each other's company. Is there someone that you'd like to bring with you to that?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome. All right, I have your name, Kirk, right, with a K?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And what is the name of the romantic partner you'd like to bring with you?
Darcy.
Hey.
All
right. Perfect. All right. Hi, Kirk, this is John Monroe. You were just talking to Jackson. We're on the air right now with Mix 105.1. All right. Hey, if it makes you feel any better, your fiance, Darcy, is actually here as well. Darcy, you want to say hi?
Hey, Kirk.
What's going on, baby?
Yeah, Darcy, why don't you kind of tell Kirk why you reached out to us?
Yeah, I feel like you've been acting really weird about us moving in together, and, like, you don't really want to look at houses, so I thought maybe you'd be... You were cheating on me or something, and I didn't think so, but I just wanted to know what's going on. Like, don't you want to move in with me?
Yeah, of course I do. What are you talking about, babe?
Well, you know, Kirk, we were talking to Darcy, yeah. And it sounds like you've kind of bailed on a few appointments with the realtor, and when she tries to talk about, like, this future of living together, you kind of get weird. And so that's why Darcy was reaching out, you know. It seems like something's going on in your life.
Okay.
Is there something going on in your life, Kirk? Like, it was like a
Yeah, it sounds mysterious. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing bad going on, you know, like, I'm not having an affair, obviously. He's like, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
Kirk's like, I'm not having an affair. I'm already married. So in some ways. Like...
So I've got these dolls.
Okay.
I've got my grandmother's disc dolls. They're early 19th century disc dolls. And they're worth a lot of money. And it's an amazing collection.
So you own these bisque balls dolls,
own,
or you
I
like
own these?
Are
dolls,
you a would
I
you consider yourself a collector of bisque?
You know, I don't consider myself a collector because I'm trying to rehome them right now. I'm trying to get
rehome
the money. I'm trying to sell them for money to help, you know, toward the down payment. But selling them has been challenging, and I got an offer for the whole collection, but they're worth far more.
Do you, can I ask, like, I mean, we're friends. I'm just curious. I don't know much. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with the bisque doll world.
I'm not either.
But what does one get offered when it comes, like, for a collection?
Yeah. So bisque porcelain is really rare, and it was, like, the biggest thing ever for about 25 years in America. And I'd say this whole collection, I was offered $10,000 for the whole collection.
Oh, I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, but that sounds like a lot of money, but this is, you know, a piece of history. So it's not really what they're actually worth. I think I can probably get closer to $18,000 because I have a whole trunk of accessories and clothing as well. And the hair is all in great shape. I mean, they're in really beautiful condition. My grandmother took care of them really well. So
your grandma just passed a bunch of dolls down to you?
Totally. When I was a kid, she would show me how to, like, maintain them, you know, brush their hair and change the clothes. She never had any granddaughters, so I had to do. You know what I mean?
Darcy's still there?
I was just wondering the same thing. Darcy, did you have any clue of Kirk's bisque doll collection?
No, I had no idea. This is complete news to me.
I was trying to kind of get rid of all this stuff before we moved in together so that we would never, ever have to talk about it.
Fair.
I mean,
if you think I'm cheating on you, I guess it's better for me to tell you about the dolls.
I don't know. I'm debating right now. I'm kind of leaning towards maybe...
Listen, I want to support.
Yeah.
I want to embrace.
Right.
I want to say good for you playing with your dolls.
Right.
But dolls are weird.
I looked them up while Kirk was talking. I mean, these are, they're porcelain dolls with like this beautiful hair and.
That's like, a little scary.
Yeah.
I say, you know what though? Here's the, I get why he didn't tell her, because of the same reaction we're giving him right
now. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, he's a weird doll guy or whatever.
Right.
When obviously it's just something that he and his grandma did. He's grown out of it, so he's getting rid of his collection.
Right.
But you don't start off by saying, hi, I'm the weird doll guy. I have a friend that collects Sailor Moon toys, and that's the last thing she tells everybody, because she doesn't want to be the Sailor Moon girl to everybody.
I mean, Darcy, can we at least be happy with the fact that, like he wasn't cheating? Like, that's the positive, right?
I'm happy. It's surprising, and and a little weird, but I'm really glad it's not something worse. And, I mean, if you can tell them, then that would be a really helpful thing for the house.